In London's famous theatre district, stages are packed with productions about America. T.R. Reid of the Washington Post says the plays are not flattering.
The satire and the madness of George W. that portrays the president as a guy carrying a teddy bear and he orders his generals to attack Arabistan. He doesn't know anything. The cabinet members pull guns on each other, and the cabinet sings a rousing number called Might Makes Right. You know, that's the picture of America. But the really hot ticket in London right now is Jerry Springer, the opera. Have you heard of this one?
I have not.
Has all the paraphernalia of grand opera, choruses, duets, septets, sopranos, basses. But the joke is the chorus is always singing the F word, or the chorus sings, you slut, or you loser. There is one point where there's a character named Peaches, and she steps to the front of the stage for her big aria, and the orchestra plays the introduction to the aria, and the aria is, the strangest thing happened last night when I went to take a leak. The other joke in this play is that they're making fun of America. The Americans in this opera fit every European stereotype of our country. Every American is fat, they're all carrying guns. And at the end of the first act, out comes the Ku Klux Klan for a big dance number complete with a burning cross. So when the curtain came down, I was kind of shuddering in my seat at this picture, and this very nice woman next to me said, "Don't worry, darling, we have doff chat shows over here, too." Yeah.
Isn't there anything about America that's uplifting on the stage there?
Yes. In the National Theater, they're doing Shakespeare's Henry V, and Shakespeare at the National Theater is about as establishment as you can get. Henry V and his troops are portrayed as a U.S. Marine battalion in their Iraq War uniforms. And Henry V is played by Adrian Lester, and he's portrayed as a young black American Marine major leading his brave troops once more into the breach. This is about as good a picture of American Marines as you can get.
Are they picking on any other country over there?
The one sport that's bigger than America bashing in Britain is French bashing. And so in this madness of George W., there's a scene where the president with his teddy bear is dreaming about the speech he's going to give on the eve of invading France. And he says, "Soldiers of France, there's no need for war. Lay down your arms, just as you did in 1940.
Yeah. Would any of these shows work in the United States?
You know, I was watching Jerry Springer. It kind of breaks your heart about the picture of America, but you do laugh. And I was thinking this could really go. But at the end, it gets so foul and so disgusting. The last scene, his guests are God, Satan, Jesus, Mary, Adam, and Eve. And the stuff they say, I don't think could be performed on any American stage.
T.R. Reid is the Rocky Mountain Bureau Chief for the Washington Post and is working on his forthcoming book, The United States of Europe. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.